神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We are glad to be with you.
我们很高兴再次跟你在一起。
We have been talking about words of affirmation as the first of the five love languages.
那我们曾经谈到五种爱的语言，其中的一种就是你的说话。
The love languages that will fill our emotional tank as we spoke about before.
这个爱的语言呢，以前我们讲过，可以把你的心里面那个情绪的容器让它充满起来。
Each of us need to have our emotional tanks filled to be an emotionally healthy person.
每一个人都需要让他的情绪这个容器可以充满，好让我们成为一个健康的人。
What is an emotionally healthy person like?
到底一个情绪有健全健康的人会怎么样呢？
Well, we have talked about this before.
以前我们谈过了。
But I want to talk to you about it again.
但是我要再谈一次。
Because if we recognize that we are emotionally healthy, we will know that there's not problems that we need to deal with.
因为如果你确定你的情绪方面是健康的，那么你就不用再去愁有什么事情需要再处理。
Now we said an emotionally healthy person feels good about themselves.
一个情绪健康的人呢，他对自己的感受是好的。
They feel capable to face the problems of life.
对于面对生命的问题是觉得有能力的。
They have what we might call a good self-image.
我们可以说他有很好的这种自我形象。
This is something very important for our emotional health.
对一个人的情绪健康，这个是很重要的。
Then I want you to notice that an emotionally healthy person can take criticism.
一个情绪健康的人可以面对批评。
When you are a person thatYou feel like no one should criticize you or that it hurts you so deeply when they do, there's something wrong with the emotions.
如果有一个人或者是你呢，是没有办法面对任何人对你的批评，或你认为你应该都是对的话，那你的情绪是有问题的。
But if you can take a criticism, then it's one of the signs that you are an emotionally healthy person.
如果你真的可以接受别人对你的批评的话，那么这就是一个那种情绪，健康情绪的征兆。
Now, guilt is another thing that we have to look at.
罪恶感是另外一项你要检查的。
An emotionally healthy person, when they feel guilt, it is usually true guilt.
一个情绪健康的人呢，当他有那种愧疚罪恶感的时候呢，是真正的愧疚感。
They have done something they know they should not have done.
真的是做了一个你觉得不应该做的事情。
Someone whose emotional health is not good can feel guilty about things that they should not even feel guilty about.
一个情绪不健康的人，即使他没有做错事，他也会觉得愧疚感。
When you feel guilty about so many things that really...is not wrong, this is what we call false guilt.
如果你是那一个对什么事情都会有罪恶感的人的话，那那些都是错误的罪恶感。
And this is a good sign that emotionally you have maybe a problem.
所以这就是你的情绪上有问题的一个征兆了。
Now, when I say that emotionally you have a problem, I'm not saying that you're an odd or a weird person.
当我说你的情绪有问题的时候，不要把它想得太严重。
I mean that you have some scars, some issues in your life that just are not well and healthy in your emotions.
那只是告诉你在你的情绪上有一些伤痕或者是痕迹，让你知道说你的情绪没有很健康。
Sometimes it'll come from the death of a loved one.
有时候呢，是因为亲人去世引起的。
Sometimes it comes from the way that we were brought up.Under the harshness of those who were very hard on us.
有时候是因为你成长的过程当中面对的是很严厉的一个过程。
Maybe you've had a traumatic experience, like a boyfriend or girlfriend that is broken up and has hurt you so much.
或许你在谈恋爱的时候呢，两个人感情破裂，然后对你的伤害很大。
That's why it's good to listen to this, that you will know whether emotionally you are healthy.
那你来听这样的广播对你是有好处的，你可以确定你的情绪有没有健康。
Now again, an emotionally healthy person can work with the person in authority.
一个情绪健康的人呢，跟上面的权威可以合作得很好。
They don't feel it hard to work under a person who is in authority over them.
他们不会觉得说跟上面的权柄在一起工作很难。
Because they have a good self-worth.
因为他们自己的自我价值感非常的好。
And they recognize what a person of authority must do in their job.
然后呢，他也知道说呢，一个在做属下的人呢，应该把事情做好。
But when we have a poor self-image,
但是如果你有一个没有很健全的或者是很低的自我价值感的时候
，sometimes it's very difficult to work or live under those who are in authority.
有时候你很难跟上面的人来工作。
In an emotionally healthy person, most of the time, there is a feeling of well-being, enjoying life, feeling a type of happiness.
一个情绪健康的人呢，通常大部分的时间都觉得生命是很可以享受的。
Waking up many mornings and feeling, oh, life is good and you're ready to face whatever it has.
每天早上起来觉得生命那么的美好，然后你很高兴的迎向每一天。
Now, an emotionally healthy person is one that when you have problems, when there are crises or traumas, that you're able to come back quickly from those things and again,face life.
一个情绪健康的人面对困难之后呢，或者是面对一些伤害或祸害之后呢，是可以很快的恢复过来的人。
So you see how important it is that our emotional health is doing well.
所以情绪保持健全，你就看到很重要了。
Now we're talking about how someone can fill your emotional tank.Until you are feeling enjoyment in the life that you have.
那么我们在谈的主题是有某一个人可以真的好好的充满你情绪里面的这个容器，让你觉得可以享受。
You see, none of us are like islands all by ourselves. No, that's not how we live.
每一个人不是孤单或孤独的存在的。
Our lives touches others.
每一个人的生命都跟别人呢有接触。
Within a family, this is so very important.
特别是家庭里面的家人很重要。
It's important that the husband and wife fill each other's emotional tanks so that they can be healthy for the sake of their children.
夫妻彼此能够满足、充满对方的情绪，这个容器是很重要的。这样的话，就可以帮助家人或者是儿女。
Because this filled emotional tank is what gives us the feeling of belonging and someone caring for us.A feeling of love.
当你的情绪里面是充满着，是满满的时候呢，你是觉得被接纳，你有归属，然后你觉得是被爱的人。
Now, last week, we talked about words that we communicate to people are very important in helping to fill their emotional tank.
上次我们提到我们的讲话，这种鼓励的话，赞美的话呢，对于一个人的情绪方面的充满是很重要的。
Particularly if the person, like your husband or your wife or your children, they are people who need words of encouragement to really make them feel that you care about them.
如果你的先生或你的太太或你的孩子是特别需要用话鼓励的人的话，那么你鼓励他，让他更能够充满。
But even for all of us, words of affirmation or encouragement lifts our spirits.
即使是你是我一样的，当有人鼓励我们的时候，也一样把我们的这种情绪可以把它高举起来。
I have two friends, a husband and wife, that when I'm around them, I notice the husband is always putting his wife down.
我有一个朋友，可以说是一对朋友，夫妻两个人。然后当我每一次跟他们啊面对面的时候，总是听到丈夫把妻子贬得很低。
In front of people, he makes fun of her.
在人家面前呢，就嘲笑他的妻子。
Very sarcastically, he makes people feel that she's not what she says she is.
然后呢，总是让别人觉得他的太太呢，非常的不够不好。
You can imagine what this does to the family.
这样子对家人的影响会怎么样？你可以想象而知。
We as people need to encourage and affirm one another.
我们需要坚固而且鼓励对方。
Words of encouragement that we want to talk about is words that can change a person's life.
有时候我们的一句话的鼓励会改变对方的生命。
Now, encouragement is seeing something in a person that can be developed, and you try to encourage them to develop it and work with it.
鼓励就是你看到对方有一个潜能，可以好好的把它发展发现出来的，所以你就帮助他，启动他，鼓励他，让他可以发展出来。
Years ago, a friend spoke to me of her teenage son who had a Christian singing group.
那几年前呢，我有一个朋友，他就跟我来谈一谈他的儿子有一几个人一起来唱一些基督徒的诗歌。
He seemed to have a great vision for this group.
他的儿子呢，对于这样子的一个团体，唱歌的团体呢，有个很大的前途的计划。
And he wanted them to make a tape to sell.
所以他就希望能够做一个袋子。
She was very upset.
妈妈呢，就觉得很不高兴。
She didn't know if she wanted him to go into this kind of thing.
妈妈不确定是不是她儿子应该走这条路。
And she knew he didn't have the money for this.
她也知道儿子没有钱来啊录这样的一个袋子。
So she asked me what I thought about it.
这个妈妈就来问我我的意见怎么样。
I surprised her.
我让她觉得很惊讶。
By encouraging her to let him do it.
我就鼓励她说让你的儿子去做吧。
And to stand behind him.
而且呢，在他的背后支持他。
To keep encouraging him.
鼓励你的儿子。
To direct him.
而且引导他。
To help him in this area.
在这个方面呢，帮助他。
She took my advice.
这个妈妈就听了我的意见。
And now several years later, he has made many tapes and CDs.
几年之后，这个儿子就出版了，就出了很多的录音带还有 CD.
He is now traveling across America as a singer and a speaker and doing very well.
现在呢，他带着团体到处在美国的境内到处来演唱。
She often tells me how much she appreciated my encouragement.
这个妈妈常常告诉我说她很感谢我那个时候对她的鼓励。
Some of you parents would be better off.If you encouraged your children to do well instead of trying to force them to do well.
父母们，我建议你常常鼓励你的孩子，而不要来批评他们，或者是勉强他们。
Some people only need that word from someone that can give them the courage to go on.
有些人呢，就需要某一个人特别的某一个人给他几个鼓励的话，然后让他可以继续向前。
There are many timid people that has great talents.
有很多人，他们有很大的才干。
They're afraid to step out.
但是他们非常的畏缩害怕。
And do what they think that they would like to do.
不敢去做他们想做的事。
But all they need is someone. To encourage them.
他们只要有人在背后鼓励他们一下。
Don't be a person who is always finding fault or criticizing your family or friends.
不要成为那个常常找你的家人的问题、缺点或你朋友的错误的人。
Oh yes, they will tolerate you. They'll listen to you, but it really doesn't mean anything to them.
他们或许听你的，然后呢，让你觉得他们接受了，但是呢，事实上对他们是没有益处的。
You would be surprised how much people want you around when they know you're a person that lifts them up and encourages them.
你会觉得很意外，如果你是那个常常鼓励人的人，那些人是多么需要你常常在身边。
Yes, some people only need that word from someone that can encourage them to go on.
记得某一些人就特别需要某一个人对他们说一些鼓励的话，让他们可以向前走。
Do you know it's not always the words we say, but the way we say them that makes the difference?
你要知道，不是只有你说话的内容，而且你怎么样说话的态度也会造成不同的影响。
The last time we spoke about the kind words and the way we say them.
上次我们提到仁慈的说话，而且你说话的态度。
A boss may say,Would you finish this report for me?
老板或许对你说，好不好，请你把这个完成给我。
In a very kind manner, not in a rough, demanding manner, but in kindness.
说得很友善，很仁慈，不是很严厉的。
This will make a difference in how that employer feels toward their boss.
那这样会让那个部署呢，对于老板呢，有一种很好的感受。
And it makes the office a place that people...can not only work, but can enjoy.
那也让整个的机关里面的人呢，单位里面的人呢，不但在工作，而且呢，很享受工作。
We have a saying that says, honey will gather more flies than vinegar.
我们有一句谚语说，蜂蜜会比醋招来更多的苍蝇。
One of the wisest men that ever lived said, a soft word will turn away anger.
一个很聪明的哲人这样说，柔和的回答会把怒气把它撤销。
Let us remember to speak kind words.
记得说话要很仁慈。
It will fill the tank, emotional tank, of the one that you may be speaking to.
然后会对你，让你说话的对象呢，让他的情绪可以满足。
Words...of appreciation may well be the greatest need of man.
感谢的话可能是人最大的需要。
Mothers can work hard all their lives and receive very little appreciation.
妈妈很辛苦，可是呢，常常接受很少的这种感恩。
Everyone thinks she knows that you love her and appreciate her,But the truth is that it may be hard to understand unless every once in a while you tell her something that lets her know you appreciate her.
或许妈妈也知道你很领情，你知道你爱她，你啊，她也知道说她爱你，你爱她。但是呢，偶尔如果你用你的话语来表达一下，对她来讲非常的好。
Maybe on Mother's Day or Father's Day when it comes around, let them know that they are very special and that you appreciate them.
有特别的父亲的节日或母亲的节日的时候呢，好好的表达，让对方知道你真的是感激他。
Maybe you can write a note to let the person know that you really appreciate them.
或许写一个小纸条，让对方知道。
You could tell your friends or your boss or your workers how much you appreciate what they have done.
你可以告诉你的老板、你的朋友，你多么的感谢他们。
You may say, oh, we don't do that.
或许你说我们不做这种事情的。
But the need for it is there in the hearts of many people.
但是人的心里面是需要这样子的。
And you might be surprised what that will do to those near you.
你会很惊讶。这样的一个感恩的话呢，会带来多少的影响？
You know, that is why Christ is so real to our hearts.
那就是为什么耶稣基督在我们的心里面会那么的真实。
Because the Bible tells us that God so loved us that he sent his son to take our sins on himself.
圣经告诉我们上帝那么的爱世界上每一个人，所以呢他就差遣他的儿子来为我们把我们的罪拿走。
And then in the Bible he tells us that he is preparing a place for his children, for us.
圣经也说呢他为我们预备了地方。
And there we will go to live with him forever.
我们要跟他永远地住在一起。
He asks that we love and obey him, which is only reasonable for all that he has done for us.
那么他就请我们呢，要求期待我们可以来相信而且顺服他，因为这是很合理的。
He has said in his word, I loved you when you were unlovable.
圣经的话告诉我们，当你不可爱的时候，神就爱你。
Jesus' love has no condition.
耶稣的爱是没有条件的。
He doesn't say, if you do this, then I'll love you.
他没有说呢，你做这样我才爱你。
But he says, I love you, and because I do and you love me, then you will do this.
那是这样子的，是他说，因为我爱你，就是没有条件的爱你，但是如果你也爱我的话，你就要照我的话做。
He just loves us.
他就是爱我们。
Someone said God looks beyond our faults and he sees what he can make us if we accept his love.
有人这样说，上帝呢，他看着我们的时候，他是跨过我们的问题，我们的软弱，我们的错误来看我们，然后他看到以后我们会成为怎么样的一个人。
You know, it's so wonderful to hear Jesus encourage us when he said, you can do all things through me that can strengthen you.
你可以看到主耶稣向你说，听到他向你说，你可以借着主耶稣做任何要做的事情。
He fills that vacuum in our spirit with love and joy and peace and hope.
这样的话，他就让你的这个情绪的这个容器呢，你的空间里面呢，充满着喜乐、爱还有希望。
And in the Bible, his words is always encouraging us.
在他的话里面常常在鼓励我们。
He teaches us to love.
他教我们怎么爱。
He teaches us to be kind.
他教我们怎么样要有恩慈。
He teaches us to forgive.
他教我们要宽恕。
And he teaches us that we have a hope here and the world that he is making us to come.
而且呢，他也教导我们呢，他给我们希望，将来呢，我们有一个很大的希望。
If you need someone to really love you,
如果你希望期待有人真的爱你，
to really stand with you,
真的陪着你，
to really encourage you,
可以鼓励你，
and to give you hope,
给你盼望，
I want to introduce you to Jesus, the hope of this world.
那我要把耶稣介绍给你，因为他是我们这世上的希望。
Another way is using humble words.
另外一个方法是谦卑的说话。
That means that we make requests of people, not demands.
那意思是说呢，我们要请求对方，不是命令对方。
When I demand something of my husband or my wife, I become their parents.
当我对我的丈夫或我的妻子用命令的话来讲话的时候，就好像我是他们的父母亲一样。
You demand of a three-year-old child, not an adult.
你只有对三岁的孩子下命令，不是对一个大人下命令。
You are partners, and you treat each other as such.
你们彼此是伴侣，所以呢，要以伴侣的说话来对待对方。
When you ask them to do something,Make it a request.
当你要对方做事情的时候，应该是请求。
You might say, please stop by the bakery on the way home and get some toast.
或许你说呢，好不好，请你呢，在做面包的面包店停一下，帮我带一些吐司回来。
And I will write a note for you so that you can remember that.
我帮你写下来，让你记得帮我买什么。
You're not going to say,Stop by the bakery and get me some toast if you can remember because you always forget, so stop and get it.
而不是这样子说，你会这样说，你回来的时候记得去买那个面包，因为你总是忘记。
You see, when you make a request to your mate or your friend, You are affirming that they have worth and ability.
当你用请求的态度向对方说话的时候，等于是在肯定对方的价值还有他的能力。
But when you demand, you become a tyrant and you belittle your mate or your friend.
如果你命令对方，你的伴侣或你的朋友的话，你把对方看得就很扁了。
Then the person has a choice to do what you've asked them to do and to show their love, and they respect you as you respect them.
当你用请求的方式的时候，给对方有一个空间自我做选择，也让他表达他爱你，他注重你的话，也表示他尊重你，你也尊重他。
We're going to end this with what we call positive words.
最后我们要谈的是积极的话。
Saying nice things about your friends or your mates.
对对方都谈到好的方面。
You can tell them how much you really enjoy living with them, working with them, being with them. You enjoy them.
让对方知道你跟他们在一起是多么的喜欢，多么的享受。
You know, when you say nice things about them to people, it always gets back to them how much you care for them.
当你总是在看到对方的好处的时候，讲积极的方面的话，那么当这样的一个话领受回来的时候，对他们是一种关怀。
Maybe a woman will say,Lee, my husband always helps me with the children.
或许你跟某一个太太说呢，我先生总是帮我看孩子。
And it may well get back to him that you tell them that he's a good husband.
这样的话传回去，你先生听到说，我的太太跟人家说，我常常帮忙他看孩子。
In our conclusion, you may ask me, well, how can I show my appreciation or encouragement to people?
今天我们的结论，或许你有个问题，那我如何能够多讲这一些鼓励还有感恩的话呢？
I think one of the things is that actually you can write down the ways that you really appreciate this person.
或许其中的一种就是你可以把它写下来。
You might be very surprised the different things that you will think of that this person does.
你会很意外地发现对方所做的那么多可以值得你去感谢的。
And then from that list, you can tell a person how much you appreciate them or how much you want to encourage them to do something. And there you have something that you can work with.
然后你可以一一的来告诉表达给对方，让他们知道你很感谢或者是你很赞赏，好让他们可以得到鼓励。
And then there may be something that that person has done that really fills your emotional tank.
然后呢，或许呢，有一个人呢，真的可以满足你的情绪。
Take time to tell them how much you appreciate their love for you.
然后你要对对方表达说你多么的喜欢或感谢他对你的这种满足。
So you see, their love language may be these words of appreciation and encouragement that will keep their tank full.
如果有这样子特别需要被鼓励的人的话，他的这种爱的语言一定就是需要鼓励的话，然后他们的情绪就可以得到满足。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。
记得啊，我们在同样每周的晚上九点半收听《恕我心曲》，也欢迎您继续的收听下面的节目《真道之光》。